You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
What's up, sports fans?
Yo.
What's up, Cracker Jack?
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey.
Where's those peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Oh, they're coming, buddy.
Big old hot dogs.
They're coming.
Yeah, I guess we are packing up our mittens and beanies, and we're going to be downtown here in a little while.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like it's not going to be as bad as they thought, but it's still going to be chilly.
Oh, yeah.
I brought my hat. I brought my little digital hand warmers, too. That you actually charge.
What?
Yeah, I got hand warmers that you charge with a USB, and then you keep them in your pockets, and your hands are nice and toasty.
That's neat.
I know.
I'm going to be asking for those at about 12:30.
Total dad move, right?
I charge up my hand heaters.
That's
and
cool,
put them in
man.
My pockets.
Good
I
for
need
you.
To get some of those.
Yeah, they're great. I got them as a gift. They're awesome. So good. So yeah, we'll be down there. We'll be set up right outside the Chop House, outside of McGregor Square. I don't know how long we'll be hanging out. We'll see.
Yeah. 15, 20 minutes, we'll probably be there, yeah.
We'll see how it goes. They are calling for like an inch, if that.
Not much.
Starting at noon, so yeah. We're going to get down there about 11. We're supposed to be hanging out until about 2. We'll see. If it's dead and snowing like crazy, we might bounce a little bit earlier. Just saying. But yeah, come see us if you're down there by the Chop House. It'll be a good time. Did you guys have a good night last night?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody happy?
Yeah.
I actually finally got my, I picked out a dress. I have to have a dress for this weekend. And I had a little like fashion show at the department store just with myself. And
I was like, who was looking?
I know. It was just me. But I put up a little video on my socials and stuff of all the different dresses that I tried just because and I got so many messages from women talking about how anxious we get trying on dresses. It is such a, because you don't know if it's going to fit, and then sometimes it's too big and then you feel really good about it, and then sometimes it's too small and then you don't feel really good about it. So there's a lot of different emotions that are involved with trying on dresses, and I went through all of them
yesterday. I can imagine.
Oh, it's crazy. But I
saw your little video. Like,
yes.
We've got an event this weekend we can't talk about. We'll tell you more about it on Monday, but yeah, we've got this event, and some of them you were trying on were very risky.
I know.
I was like,
did you do that just for the video?
And I did.
I don't think that's appropriate at all.
I know. I'm not going to come to the thing all dressed up like that.
Also, it's
going to
be cold over this weekend. And we were like, I was thinking, oh, huh.
No, you know I tried on that dress.
One of them was like a hook. Dare I say it?
Yeah.
Can I say it?
No, I was falling out.
It was a hooker dress.
I was definitely falling out in a lot of places. And you know I tried that dress on for one person to see it. I tried it on for one person to
that guy that called
me
in yesterday.
No, it's a guy that I just
I know who
love.
It is.
But anyway, he totally messaged me last night, and I woke up this morning and I saw the message and I was all excited, and then I opened it and it was about something else, and I was like, I hate when he does that. But anyway, it was fun to try on all those dresses, and I picked out a dress. Funny enough, I didn't put that dress in the video
because I was going to ask you if it was going
to
be one of
them. I wanted to be a surprise, so I did pick out a dress.
It's bright green.
I'm more excited for my shoes. You should see my shoes.
Oh my
they're very spring. So yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Sparkly?
They're not sparkly.
Okay.
Big flower on the top.
Yeah, they're flowered. Yes, they're really, really neat shoes.
They're rabbit skin.
I can't. No, I cannot wait to show you guys. I'm gonna be me dressed up. So
it's fun to get dressed up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like I went and got my tux dry cleaned. It's all ready to go. I bought a new dress shirt. Got a new tie. Knick Knack will be going with us.
Yeah.
And she got a new dress. We're like all excited to just go out on the town.
Yes.
So it'll be a fun. We'll tell you more about it on Monday. We can talk about it.
And it's funny just listening to me and then you guys talk about fitting into these clothes for the big event. How we all have these little, insecurities about being able to fit into our nice clothes, and how we're like not eating any carbs this week. Like we're all doing our
Nicole
part.
Nicole said nothing but salads all week.
Insane.
I haven't eaten this entire week.
It's been a hard week. Like I'm telling you.
And I had a dress shirt issue a couple weeks ago where I tried on about 6 different dress shirts that I had in my closet, and none of them fit.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Buttons be popping, for sure.
That's not a good feeling.
I had to order a new shirt. So. Because it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've had to throw on a dress suit or a dress shirt and a suit. And yeah, when you go to put those things on that you haven't worn in like a year and a half or two, and you're like, oh, good God.
Yeah.
What happened?
Shrink in the closet.
I got man boobs now. Oh, yeah. It must be hot in the closet. Everything's wrong.
How did all of my clothes
shrink?
Happen?
This is so weird. The one thing I didn't do is I did go get my, like I said, my suit dry cleaned, and I didn't try on the jacket. So
oh,
it might be a Chris Farley fat guy in a little coat.
Yeah,
little coat. Might be one of those, so we'll see.
No, we'll just go open. You won't button it to
exactly.
that.
Yeah, I'll just leave it open.
We'll just leave
yeah.
it open.
Yeah, we'll
it's
see.
It's going to look great.
Still a classy look.
We'll yeah. see how it goes. Yeah. What else is going on with you? You said something about your trash this morning.
Oh, I told. So, again, I moved into this new place not too long ago, and I still had all of my boxes because getting rid of these boxes that I have broken down and they're all ready to go, right? I even went to my office ladies and I was like, what do I do with all these boxes? Because we have valet trash. So I was like, can I just leave it outside and they'll come pick up the boxes like they pick up my trash? And she's like, oh, yeah, they'll come get them. I have had these boxes sitting outside my house all week long. And our valet trash only runs Sunday through Thursday. So I woke up this morning and I looked outside and these boxes are still sitting outside my door. And I was just like, what do I have
WTF.
To do to get these boxes outside of my vicinity? So then I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to take these boxes and I'm going to go put them in that trash compactor all by myself. We're not supposed to go over there. It's like, all roped
it's off limits.
Like, there's caution tape and everything.
They don't want anybody falling in.
So that's why I did it early in the morning. That's why I was like, I'm going to do it while everyone's sleeping and nobody sees me. So I drove over to the trash compactor and I opened my car, first of all, getting those boxes in and out of my car at 5 in the morning. Woo, that got me on one. That was just really, really hard to do. Really hard to focus, but I got it done. And then I almost fell into the trash compactor.
This is why it's roped
That's
off.
That's why it's roped
oh,
off.
This is why, Katie.
I'm trying to push it in and a rock like slips and I almost go fall. And I was like,
you're going
to
lose an arm.
I know. Like,
we could have
like,
lost you this morning.
This is why they have that caution tape around
You could have been
it.
Squished.
I'm also a little afraid that they may have caught me on video or something like that.
And that's what I was going to say. You're like I went when it was early and nobody noticed. I'm like, Katie, they noticed.
Yeah.
There's cameras
they're totally
everywhere.
Gonna see.
They're going to see you.
Now 30 boxes in the trash compactor. They're like, somebody had to do this. But the good news of the story is there's no longer 30 boxes outside my front
dun,
door.
Dun, dun, dun. You don't look
good.
Like the redneck on the block. Huh?
I know, because it really does make you look trashy. I'm
sure.
trying to do the right thing. And yeah, it's just
Did you flatten those boxes?
Yes, they're all broke down.
But
they're
on your
broke
front
down.
Porch, like to
yes.
make sure that they knew that these are garbage.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
this is...
you can tell. These, okay. And they're right next to the trash can. Like, you can tell I don't want these anymore. Please
My biggest takeaway
take
is that I love that they're calling it valet trash. That's just an excuse to charge you like an extra $40 a
no,
month,
it's
I think.
Yeah, yeah. No,
we
it's,
have valet trash.
Yeah, it's an extra little ding on the rent. But
yeah.
And then, again, I'm finding myself having to go out to this trash. So, yeah, how valet is that?
I'd but punch
not
in the face
very
next
valet.
Time.
Not, that's not
the
what
exact
that
opposite, actually.
Some total first world problems
I
right
know.
Here with you.
I know, it
though.
Really is, but you know what? I accomplished some things already. Before
I was going to say,
you're a go-getter,
you
Katie.
Know?
That's the most Lone Tree thing I've ever heard. Oh, valet trash? Can we get your garbage
yeah.
for you, man?
And then complain about it when you have to do it yourself.
I know!
Why am I
What the hell's going on?
Do you know I had to bring out the trash today?
I wish you had worn that new dress while you were doing it, too.
Oh my gosh.
Make that trash real classy.
If you fell into the trash compactor, you'd for sure fit into it, though. You'd
I
be
know,
totally fine.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd be just fine.
Well, good for you, Katie.
Thanks.